Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms.
I did.
Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons, it was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
And we continue. Everybody getting warmed up. Close games. You kind of said it. The one thing that I don't think I said during that last conversation, caller points out, he referred to what we were saying as a narrative. Really, the point was that it isn't, that the Bills have this record-tying streak of consecutive games without losing by more than six. The point when we started to talk about that was that
nobody,
was
really
that
cares
nobody
about that.
Would know that. It's not that there's a narrative about that.
Right.
It's that it doesn't matter to anyone. What matters is, and there is, by the way, a more than 6-point loss in the postseason in that time span, the Bengal game. So it wasn't that that's the narrative. The narrative is the opposite of that, or there just isn't one in this case. The point that the Bills or Sean McDermott, it's never Josh Allen, right? Couldn't be the quarterback. That the Bills have this flaw in close games is debated. And for whatever the years were, one year they lost them all, the next year they won them, and nobody cared. Like, it was just, it's only when you lose, you should win the close games. You said to the guy, well, would it be better if they lost all those games by more? And, you know, he didn't exactly say yes to that. But what I'm pointing out is, what that streak indicates is how good you are.
Yeah, if you're only going to lose 4, 5, what did they go, 11-6 last year?
I think so.
So 4, 5, 6 games a year. That's the window, right? They were 13-3 before the schedule changed. Or they were 13-3 with 17 games. They didn't play a 17th game because mm-hmm. of the Hamlin thing. Anyway, so you're losing between 3 and 6 games a year. Do you want a perfect season would be great, but I don't think that's very realistic. So, yeah, I mean, if your losses are all close, I do think that is a compliment to your team because you're also winning way more games than you're losing over the past 4 seasons. So what are we doing here? You know, like, I know the close loss stings more, right?
You can point to one play.
Yeah, the Minnesota game, you can point to 4 plays, for Christ's sake, that hurt.
Any of them.
You can't believe it really even happened. Okay, maybe 2 from that game, but still, that's a lot. Whereas, you know, the Colt game, I don't remember anything about the Colt game other than Isaiah McKenzie falling on a kick return before the game was really sideways. So, like, a blowout, you just sort of, you can detach from it and just not care, and it doesn't really hurt at the end. You're like, man, wow, they got their asses kicked. I hope they're better next week. close ones, they sting, and you're going to roll your sleeves up and get into when the timeouts were called, or was there a challenge that was misguided, and was there a third and two that turned into a fourth and one that you punted on, or whatever. All that stuff is going to matter more in a close game, so it increases the intensity with which you feel the close loss, but the close loss is better. You don't want to get blown out.
You do want to win your share of close games, which is like, it's not just 50-50 because it's close. If you're the better team, that Denver game or other examples, you want to win more than, if you're as good as the Bills are, you want to win more than half of those. But you don't always. I mean, there's still a lot of luck in it, and maybe there are, like many fans think, you know, we've talked about a couple examples where mistakes were made, and that's fair to point out. Their last loss by more than six in the regular season was that game against Indianapolis that just went off the rails. 20 games. The Bills have played 20 regular season games since that were decided by six or less, and they have won 9-11 in those 20 games. Nothing that screams, you know, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty close to what it should be. And a lot of these coaches and other teams and players and quarterbacks are not perfect. So you want to be perfect. What it is, the bottom line is, for as good as they've been, it's hard to say they should, but you really would want them to have more playoff success in that span. Because a team, if you looked through NFL history and found a team with a winning percentage like this over four seasons. You mentioned that Giants team, which didn't have that, right? It's rarefied air. Most of those teams, you would think, would have been to like a conference championship game. The Bills have been to one, maybe a Super Bowl. Not all of them, though. And the Bills are in an era here where Mahomes exists, and Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. What's Jackson at this point? They play tonight. His comp, I saw this online, I've been making it, you know, in other conversations myself, is with Manning at this point of his career because of the two MVPs. Jackson has two MVPs, no Super Bowl trip. That was Peyton Manning through the same number of years of his career. Like, he was thought to be great, but we were here. We were taking calls about it. At that time, a lot of people didn't really respect him as a great player because they hadn't won, and, you know, eventually they did. And he won two and ended up maybe with five MVPs, right, Manning? So
I don't know the total on that, but yeah. But still, if you started out not believing in him, it was easy. You know, he went to Denver, and he wasn't even that good when they won. So, like, that almost, I don't want to say it has an asterisk on it, but it's not like Manning won that. You know, that was a gift almost to him, a retirement present, that one felt like. But the Colt one, I felt like in real time, I still remember one call. We made an open out of it. Like, there was a guy that was just so hot about you talking Manning up the way you were, and just like, he can't beat Brady. Like, they just won the Super Bowl like 2 years ago, but you're forgetting that. You're leaving it out because to you that's the aberration, right? That they lost all these other times, and the one time they won, it's a fluke, and you want to discredit them. And like, that's not the way it should work. That's not fair. But we get dug in. Like, I'm convinced. I mean, I don't know the caller. What was the caller's
Rex.
Name? Rex. Thank you. Didn't exactly say it, but I would bet if I ran into him tonight, I'm going to go see Ross Tucker at Danny South here in a little while for his like opening night party that he's having. And if I ran into Rex there, I'll bet get a beer with, you know, together, and he would tell me like 13 seconds is his walking off point. Like, I'm done with this guy, the coach, McDermott, at 13 seconds, and everything else, the close game flaw, all flows through that prism. It's I don't believe he's ever going to get it done, and he's going to turtle in the big moment or whatever it is. And like, I am not saying this like I'm judging Rex harshly for that, because we all can get there. I got there during the Philly game and after the Philly game. I think I said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. The timeouts and the icing the kicker and all the kneeling it out at the end of regulation, it was maddening to me, and I felt like I'm never going to get there. And, like, you know, I also realized very soon after that that, you know, that's emotion and that's my temper, and they're not firing this guy, and okay, let's just try to keep going. But I get it. I mean, 13 seconds happened, and it is haunting us still. It is shading a lot of opinions about McDermott. Really, it's mostly him. You just said it. It's not the quarterback. Allen was a monster in that game. He didn't do a single thing like in a moment of importance that was detrimental in that game.
Eagles?
It's McDermott. No. Well, even the Eagles game, too. 13 seconds, I'm talking about. But it sticks to McDermott, and so you got a chance to say something about close loss.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is being on the coach. It's because of 13 seconds. And I don't think that's necessarily unfair.
It's not crazy.
Right. I don't agree with the premise about close losses being worse than big losses or anything. And I don't expect the Bills to go 17-0 any of these seasons. But it's also, I get it. Like we're all on this ride together. And if you feel done and like that's your default position, well, you got a chance to share it when we're talking about close losses. So there you go. Like, thanks for calling. I understand where you're at. Again, I don't agree with the close loss being a problem.
Carolina last year in games decided by 6 or less, 2-3. In all other games, 0-12. I mean, you can just do this forever.
Yeah, right.
Because we know that these are the kinds of things that we can say that we know about how much that fluctuates. Like turnovers year to year. It's really just sort of, there's enough randomness in it that you can't expect touchdowns, right? Knox's touchdown year was not going to happen again. Just that kind of thing, you can feel pretty confident. You can know just by knowing your history. Were you a part of the Twitter? It was short, but the back and forth about barefoot kickers after our show yesterday.
Oh no,
you see that?
I did not get onto the machine until after that must have gone over.
If you want, if you look up like last night around 7 or so, there was a tweet about our conversation about barefoot kickers, and then Jeremy got on it, and Matt Collar shared an NFL Films video about barefoot kickers in the 80s, like 15 minutes with Tony Franklin,
okay,
who you mentioned, and right. Rich Carlis, who I mentioned.
Right. No, I didn't see any of that.
I don't think there was anything in there about shoes, but, you know, just like Franklin, who was the first Eagles. We talked about this like exactly 24 hours ago. He wore a sock in college, and then he decided just to take the sock off.
Okay.
And had a great career as a kicker.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to know more about that.
Okay.
Find that from Matthew tweeting at Jeremy and me last night. 83 degrees tonight in Kansas City. Might be raining. Ravens and Chiefs.
Don't we have some work to do here?
Picks?
Yeah.
Let's pick the game.
I think we should pick the game.
I absolutely want to.
Did we give Zach a heads up on the...
I forgot.
Look at him. He's loaded and ready to go.
Let's go. Picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Is it still three?
I see three, yes.
You won last year, so you go first. Right?
Sure. That's the way it usually works. Yeah. There are big stakes here because whoever wins this pick here, I mean, we could go the same. We'll go first tomorrow.
Oh boy.
When actual like picks begin and the account that tracks them for us. Although I would expect that account to be right on top of this. And I do hope that Fresh Picks an hour and a half ago didn't confuse that account. That was not part of Picks.
Not worried.
Not Shope and Bulldogs Picks. These are Shope and Bulldogs Picks. All right, anyway.
Should we pick tomorrow now too?
Nah.
Leave you the chance to pick tomorrow's game if you want in the group of
tomorrow
five.
Tomorrow can be, yeah. I feel like that's the weekend. It's after we're off the air. Okay. I don't want to include that. I feel like that deserves a weekend
status,
spot of prominence. Yes. Yeah, prominence I meant to say there. I don't know what I said instead. I'll take the Chiefs -3.
I'll take Baltimore.
Okay, super duper. There we are. That's it. Picks, everyone.
There are a couple of interesting angles that I think favor Kansas City. People have studied Spagnuolo last year in the playoffs and how often Doug Farrar was tweeting about this, how often he rushed six,
mm-hmm.
and how much success the Chiefs had against Jackson when doing that. Also, the Ravens, as Joe Ostrowski pointed out on our show earlier, we'll have him coming up, shaky, perhaps, at offensive line. Just because there's been turnover doesn't mean that they're shaky, but I think that's kind of been a narrative with the Ravens this offseason. Three new starters.
Yeah, right.
So maybe Chris Jones in Kansas City can take advantage of that. I pick Baltimore every time.
Yeah, I expected you to pick Baltimore. I would have been stunned if you didn't pick Baltimore. And like, I didn't want to take Baltimore. And okay, let's just hold hands here. We got a competition here. There's no stake really, but still,
no stake.
Not
even pride.
Fine.
My pride is, permanently damaged no matter what.
Non-existent in this realm. I do not have any pride about pick prowess. Yeah. When it's good, it's lucky. When it's bad, it's unlucky. But
when it's bad, you're just bad.
Right.
When it's good, you were lucky.
Right.
What, how does that feel good?
Yeah, you can't win, really. I just realized, I'm running out. I'm going to run, go see Ross, hopefully, here. And I don't have anything set up for tonight. Yeah, so I guess I have to find a quiet corner at this event and see if I can set something up. I got that $50 bonus bet burning a hole in my phone.
I mean, if Ross is there, there's not going to be a quiet corner.
No, there's definitely not going to be a quiet corner.
Good luck with that. I do have a little bit of action. So Matthew, my visits every week on Purple Insider with Matthew Collar are sponsored by Underdog, and Underdog has Pick'ems. We say higher and lower at Underdog, not over under.
Okay.
It's higher. It's a different, it's a different language, different category of predicting sports for money.
Okay. Is this a little bit like the 2-minute warning versus the two-minute timeout?
It is.
Okay. All right.
They're not under the same umbrella, apparently, as other sites. So it's higher and lower. You're combining props. And I went Jackson over passing yards, Flowers over, Henry under rushing yards. I don't know.
What's that number?
63.5 or 65.5, something like that. And then Worthy over. 3.5 catches. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not confident about any of it.
Yeah, why should you be?
No, I'm really not. I'm really not. I have no idea. They put those numbers where they put them for a reason, and you're kind of
right.
It make it hard for you.
I win my fair share. Like I'm doing fine, but I usually just keep adding things until it gets to a number that I like, and I'll do that.
That you'd be happy to win,
right?
Be excited to win.
And what's bad about that is, especially bad, is that I have not had a modest win in a long time. Like I'm not as active as I used to be. I don't really bet on baseball at all anymore. I'll bet one bet on the golf tournament maybe most weeks. But when I hit, it's like, you know, it's big. It's like, you know, $1,700, $3,000, whatever. If you get back into football here, if I'm going to put something together for this game, it'd be preposterous to get to a number like that. So I got to like recalibrate here and get to like, okay, like $400 would be nice to win. That's a nice number.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Thank you very much for that, right? But I haven't made a bet with that as a pot in months. It's all been big, you know, just big stuff. And I've hit enough of it to...
Well, you're a home run hitter. You like to go for parlays and these kinds of exciting plays.
Right.
And when you win, you're going to win a nice amount, as you know. But I like to just play it straighter, as opposed to that... I did not do that in that underdog thing. Yeah. You can't just pick one thing on underdog. You have to pick a series.
I love you just said home run. You know what I just thought of? I'm Rob Deer. If I connect, it is going over the roof of Tiger Stadium. But I'm probably going to strike out 270 times a year. That's me. I am Rob Deer.
Well, you know, the guy had a career. Chicks dig the long ball. All of that. Mentioned Joe Ostrowski returning to our show today, Thursday afternoons. We'll have our conversation with him for you next here on WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.